What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Nerd Offensive, and this is Scott with me as always.
This guy over here.
All right, that's Sean.
No, and not trying to self-promote, but, you know, the birthday boy.
We would have gotten that. We couldn't even get 10 seconds into the podcast.
Yeah, this day is about me.
All right. Well, at least let me introduce the guests that we have with us here for your birthday episode.
See, again, it's about me, so I had to be first.
Well, fine. Then you can introduce the guests.
What? No, you said you were... Oh, okay, fine. It's about me. As of last week, it's been a minute now, but...
We'll get into that.
Yeah. But we got Ryan back with us.
Sup?
Yeah. Sporting up the Stone Sports.
No, I bet fuck you. That. We're not promoting them anymore. They get more listens than us.
The fuck?
Oh.
Stone they Sports don't podcast. Need our promotions.
Facebook.com/Stone Sports. Check it out.
Maybe, you know, you throw some of those listens our way.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, too, I just want to throw out that this day is about Martin Luther King Jr.
Exactly. It was before. And it's the first time that, or not the first time, but it's one of the few times that this day gets to actually
every
be celebrated
7 years.
On his birthday. Yes.
Yeah.
His official birthday. Honored to celebrate that birthday.
I'm just saying,
man.
Sean, you need to have a dream or something today, because...
I dream a lot, and...
I dream a lot. I don't remember
you,
them,
yeah,
though.
No. Some of them you don't want to remember.
Yeah, and some of them you wake
nightmares!
Up
nightmares!
No.
Yeah. That's part of the side effect of pot. It makes you not dream as much, and you don't remember them.
Do you think it's the pot that makes me fucking wake up with a wet dream so much? I'm just so
really?
Cummy all the time. I know.
I think that's just because you're a sweaty fuck. I don't think it's cum. I think it's just sweat.
Well, no, I've actually woke up mid-nut.
I have missed a stage in my life because I have never actually had a wet dream. But
shut
anyway,
up. What?
Not that I'm aware of.
I've been having
not that
wet
I remember.
Dreams since I was 14.
I cannot recall any specific thing. But either way, we're kind of neglecting a fourth person here.
Yeah, there's another guest,
yeah.
You asshole.
Oh, Bubbles.
But he's
about
just
you,
yeah,
Ryan.
Acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Straight from Trailer Park Boys.
Bubbles.
Right, Bubbles!
Here.
No, it's my brother
Josh.
Oh,
we should have had him holding both cats when you introduced him. That would have been great.
Oh.
I want a picture of you holding both the cats
I think,
before you leave. Yeah.
I think right here we're breaking your podcast, Jerry.
Yeah, believe it or not, I think so.
Right? It's like maybe it's something you'd look to do, or are you just
I mean, I've been on plenty of live streams and shit like that.
YouTube videos and shit?
Yeah.
Being a gamer?
Yeah, but...
Mini
porn.
That's what we can give you a credit as. Gamer.
Yeah. That's going to be...
/ amateur porn star.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
We have quite
I haven't seen that one, and I don't really want to.
One? Fools in like
we've
55
got quite
already.
Quite the swath of gamers. We've got pretty much people from every level more... Casual on your end.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Friday the 13th.
Mid-level.
That's only because those offline bots are awesome.
Mid-level offline. With me and Ryan, I'd say he's more on the...
The more intense
higher,
side.
That's
just what I do in my free time.
Competition
Everybody else
style.
Has their hobbies where
yeah.
they fucking watch TV or do some other shit, but usually I just game.
Because how long have you been playing Siege for?
I played Siege for 2.5 years straight.
I mean, and they didn't even need...
Before work, after work. Like, that was what I did.
Have they put out any other games in that series, or just added
well,
add-ons?
It's just a Ubisoft title in general, so after Siege, they dropped For Honor. You know?
Okay.
So, not too much after that, but that's just Ubisoft for you.
So I was wondering, it's like, again, playing the same game forever, it's like, when Call of Duty, there's a new one every year.
It's
so.
Just a super competitive play style, basically like Overwatch, how everybody sees how competitive people get into that. It's the same way with Siege. Mm-hmm. There's even, you know, tournaments and shit that are still, I don't know if they actually have any for cash money, but they're still, you know.
But
like,
it lets you know the signs.
Tournaments.
Yeah, that's the signs of a good game, when they can keep adding shit to it, and it makes you keep wanting to play. It's just like with Grand Theft Auto. They're like, boom, now we got this
That's
add-on.
Why they
now
can still
got...
charge $60
yes.
for that
right. That's
game.
A fucking gold mine right there.
Yeah.
So,
crazy.
Uh-huh.
That actually kind of brings me into a good topic that I wanted to bring up, is one of the... It hasn't been confirmed yet, but it's sounding more and more likely every day that Xbox is going to be changing the achievement system. And how they're going to do this is, for one, they want to make it to where it's not only people that are going through getting every achievement in it, in the game, moving on to the next game.
Yeah.
They don't want that to be the only, you know...
The only cause for replay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pretty much.
A good story is that.
But so what that's they're very, doing very is, nowadays. With this new system, they're going to be adding quests and things like that constantly for games so that you, if you're someone that just plays Call of Duty multiplayer and that's it, you know, you'll still be able to earn achievements and stuff while doing that rather than just capping out.
Yeah, you get like the basic like 5 achievements, like get 1 double kill or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. And so then two people, you know, with you one don't bullet. Get yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you don't get any more benefit out of that game for your gamer score. You're just playing for that. But with this new system, they'll add quests, you know, every day or weekly, things like that, kind of like how they have in game.
See, actually, I haven't heard about that. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and then they're going to also do it to where it sounds like you can earn things like loot for your avatars and things like that based on doing different quests for different games and things like that.
I haven't even thought about an avatar since 360 days.
That's well, and they're supposed to be completely relaunching the avatars. It was supposed to happen with this last update, but it got delayed.
Yeah, I think we talked about it. My avatar is all fucked up.
Yeah, they're supposed to be adding things to where, you know, you can be a person with disabilities.
No sneezing on the podcast. First rule podcast, man. God damn, Josh.
I don't have
no.
On my mic. I can just fucking mute myself and you guys won't hear it.
No, I'm just kidding.
But here, the mute button's on my end.
Actually, right? I do hope. I really hope they do.
Oh, wait.
Nice. Stupid ass.
But real quick while we're still on, I really hope that they do relaunch something for the avatars. Because, again, I don't know if somebody played a practical joke on me or if my avatar just had one weird seizure.
Yeah, it looks
my avatar looks like a trailer park mom, so.
With vampire teeth.
It's a wife beater wearing lady with a ponytail and, yeah, vampire teeth, so. And I know I had a dude wearing a proton pack. So,
so now you can change it from your Xbox One, right?
Yeah, I just don't really care. I'm never even on that screen long enough to look. And the avatar doesn't pop up, so I'd never notice.
Oh, is he talking about his creepy goth avatar? Yeah. I wasn't even listening.
I thought you did that or something.
No,
when my account was over on his Xbox at the other place, because every time somebody would walk in the room and be like, goodbye, Sean.
It could have definitely been one of the girls. Oh, at God. One point,
it looked like a girl. I mean, it is a girl. That's why I say trailer park mom.
But So, anyways, they're going to call this new system career. So, since it's going to be encompassing a lot more, and it's going to be basically your gaming career.
Oh wait, real quick. No offense to trailer park moms.
Okay. Jesus Christ!
So trying to get cheap trailer park pussy. Why? Like, just no, the trailer no. Broads are listening to your podcast right now.
I bet somebody has a real nice 2-story trailer. Then, you know, they're living the high life.
A 2-story trailer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like one of those double-decker buses.
You just watched that movie Masterminds on Netflix, didn't you? That's where you're getting the double trailer thing, aren't you?
No, I never actually finished that movie, but I did start it. But where I originally saw it was Youth in Revolt.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah.
And Timmy's old trailer. Park that somebody has a 2-story trailer over there.
A what?
A 2-story trailer. You can.
I didn't even know.
All these ones people can add on. It's like, that's why if you look at the garage at the trailer next to Timmy's, it's all built out of brick and shit. It's like these people.
It looks like a legitimate house.
Yeah, they own nice ass double wides. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some really nice trailers out there.
I've never seen a 2-story.
Oh yeah.
It's not considered a mobile home at that point, is it?
I think they're called modulars at that point.
Modular.
I think they're still mobile though. Like you can still move them.
But they still are only found in trailer parks. Don't get it twisted.
Make sure you don't go under it, go under any low bridges.
Oh right. God, that's scary.
So.
I bet it moves in two.
Who places. Remembers Mad Catz?
Oh, the knockoff gaming controller company?
Yes.
Yeah, the person who always got the number 2 controller.
Yes.
What do you mean, remember?
Anyone that's been player 2 knows Mad Catz very
maybe even
well.
Player 4, dude. Yeah, that's, right. That's pretty low.
I had a really cool one that lit up.
Yeah, and I bet it sucked ass, too.
Or, no, it worked for like a couple months.
Well, and then remember
one of those
their
like mystery pieces in it that kind of made it rattle?
After a couple months.
And then their ill-fated attempt at putting a fan in a controller.
Oh my God.
I never had that one, but that one sounds
Ryan
awesome.
Could definitely use something like that with his sweaty ass hands.
Like, wait, what?
Oh, is that what it did? It cooled your hands?
Yeah, it was
I thought
cool
it was like a
hands.
Fan pointing up at you.
No, it was in the actual
See, that's a cool concept, and I could see people making some money off that, but not.
And I bet they were all 360 remotes.
They need to do it to where it's like liquid cool or something, so it's like constantly running through the controller.
If you remember, 360 was the only company that had to put out like fans for their products so that they could cool down when people are playing them. There was a couple different types of fan setups that 360 had. But
anyways, after going bankrupt, they have returned.
When did they go bankrupt? I didn't know they were gone.
Yeah, it was about 9 months ago.
I just thought GameStop stopped buying shit. So
no, but it's like they came back.
That's a little
back.
Upsetting.
No, but that they're back or that they went bankrupt.
Oh, I thought that they went bankrupt.
No, they did 9 months ago, but they are now back.
A pregnancy.
So far, it looks like they're only only doing PC peripherals, right? God, I hate that word. I can never say
Does
it
that
right.
mean just only PC games?
No, like mice and stuff like that.
Yeah, for PCs.
The mouse that they have sounds really cool. The gaming mouse, while it's on its mouse pad, it actually charges wirelessly.
See, that's actually really fucking cool. Like, but
so, what, the and mouse Xbox has said that they're going to start supporting keyboard and mouse setups.
Yeah, I've actually heard stuff about that. They're going to start making their own setup. I can't remember what the actual name of the other actual, like, it's just a mouse and keyboard setup for that's compatible with console that people use interchangeable between PS4 and Xbox One.
But if the mouse is wireless and it charges on the mouse pad, then the mouse pad needs a cord going to somewhere to charge it, right?
Oh, probably, yeah.
So you go from a wireless mouse to a wired mouse pad.
Well, but I mean, you just think of
it
as like a wire.
So you can just put it, you know, hide the wire after that once you get your setup.
Right. I would say make it like solar panel, but I guess anybody who's wanted to buy that probably doesn't see a lot of sun indoors.
Yeah, I was going to say, not a lot of gamers are playing out in the sunlight, Sean.
No, but they can open the goddamn blinds.
Dude, I remember back in the day, though, okay, I would drag a fucking TV outside, throw an extension cord out the window, and set up a gaming little area outside and fucking play with my friends.
That was cool.
Oh, I remember when we camp out in the backyard, we would set up a TV in the tent.
Or when we made that fort out of the...
that was the sickest fort ever made by any children ever. Leftover lumber and all that shit from that...
Shipping crates. Yeah. That's what we made them out of. That fort was badass.
The fort had a bathroom in it. Not sanitary. But it had a bathroom in it.
It did.
It was pretty sick. And that was with all those trailer kids. Another shout out to trailer people. Sean.
And RIP That trailer park is no longer there.
Oh, damn.
Well, just the two that we lived in, right? And then the neighbor guy, right?
Yeah, just those are still there, but the actual trailer
park. Which are the only two that I would have been comfortable living in anyway. That actual park itself was terrifying and full of meth.
Is this the one near something in Federal?
Meth? Yes.
Oh, meth.
96? Meth.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Somewhere, roughly, yeah.
I'm not There's hitting that. That looks so cash, it's unreal. Why would you even put that in front of me?
Because you are probably closer to something I can cash it into.
Cash you.
Oh.
Outside. How about that? No?
But when you said cash you, I was thinking of the nut.
Yeah, cashew. You always think about nuts, Sean.
Boom! Macadamia, peanuts, roasted peanuts, almonds. I love those nuts.
Pistachios or cashews, which is better go?
Somebody's going to edit what? That so wrong.
Pistachios.
Huh? Pistachios or cashews? Pistachios or cashews?
Yeah.
Fuck,
there's a reason why the combination of mixed nuts is like $10 almost.
Well, yeah, and it's bullshit because I get 90% peanuts.
Right? Pistachios alone, you get like a little thing of pistachios, and it's like $8. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Them at the fucking little Walmart over by the house now. They have like little bags, like 16-ounce bags, are always on sale for $3.99.
Okay, so
that's too much.
Not to get you guys conference here, but...
I'm just saying, pistachios are...
Cashews are pretty damn good, though. They're pretty tasty.
All right.
What?
Avocados.
I have an actual subject here that's relevant to the overall podcast.
Are you saying your listeners don't eat any nuts?
This isn't Giggity. Nut Hour with fucking Scott and Sean.
Dude, new podcast idea. Yes. All things nuts. Then we'll just like do different ingredients and like different recipes with nuts and shit.
Dude, we're going to find out the specifics of how they actually make sunflower seeds salted.
Dude.
and be like,
all right, Scott's out of this, Sean. We're starting our own podcast.
The Sean Ryan Nutcast.
We call it the Nutty Hour.
And then eventually Sean can just push you out since it's Sean Ryan.
Oh, fuck yes.
I just got kicked off our pretend podcast already.
Last week, Ryan quit the cast.
All things nuts.
But Sean, that's okay. Now we're back together again. La 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 la.
Okay, sorry. So something that's real and serious and scares the fuck out of me because it can literally
I'm sorry.
Let's let him finish.
Nuts are good for fucking. Hey!
Nuts are good for the heart. Heart. That didn't work. I needed
nuts
the
are good for
the
heart.
Stop it! God damn it!
Okay. There we go. So something. All right. We all play Call of Duty. We've all played Call of Duty for years. Definitely.
I don't know.
Much longer.
He
muted
us.
Yeah, exactly. I know I muted you.
I have a voice!
And the people don't need to hear that voice.
Fuck.
All right. Can we move on now?
Yes. Clear the comms channels, boy.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. I fucking hate you so much. And you haven't even moved in yet. So, all right. We've all played Call of Duty. Three of us definitely much longer than one of us.
Gosh, I'm an amateur gamager.
No, I'm talking about
gamager.
Josh. Since he's way fucking younger than any of us.
Yeah, but he's been playing all the duties.
I actually am not a huge fan of Call of Duty. Sorry to disappoint.
But you had a special Xbox. Like the first Black Ops and
shit. Huh?
Anyway, where are you going?
Anyways, you still play competitive first-person shooters, so this still applies.
Favorite thing about shut up. He was the first person that I met that was all about the zombies. That's what it was.
Yeah exactly.
I'm usually used to not be able to play a guy. The zombies is what caught my attention.
Yeah, so
doing these drakes.
About a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, there was a man who lost his life to what's called swatting.
Oh,
you guys are all familiar with that, right?
Yes.
No.
No? So basically it's where someone that you're playing against or whatever somehow gets your address.
Some jealous asshole.
Makes a false report to your local police department to get them to basically come and knock your door down.
With a SWAT
team. Like,
team.
He's got guns. He's got bombs.
He's holding
a terrorist.
Hostages.
What the fuck?
You can hear the shooting.
It's called swatting.
Because a lot of times they can hear the gameplay and so they're bah, 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 bah. They, you know, I think I hear shooting. That's Just Cause and shit.
Wow.
Yeah, so about 2 weeks ago, one of these incidents happened, and when the cops got there, the address that they went to, the guy wasn't even a gamer. He wasn't involved in the situation at all. The address that the cops were at was a false address given to the other guy, and so this guy, you know, opens his door not knowing what's going on, and one of the cops ends up shooting and killing him.
Wow.
So not only does, you know, this dumbass deserve to be in jail, but so does this cop, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, because you just don't open fire on somebody that you don't have, visual proof. Because if he's just coming out of the house, he's being coherent and he's, cooperating, why open fire?
Well, and don't police stations have, caller ID to where they can tell if it's coming, a call's coming out of state?
Maybe they have a burner phone or some shit.
And
but
so this...
They went through the problem
what
of
you say,
phone.
What, yeah,
so
what so extent are these people really called, go though? Through?
Yeah, so this dumbass, whose name is Tyler Barris, and he actually has a history of doing this kind of thing and actually has previous charges for doing this kind of thing.
Oh, so they did find out who did it.
Yes. And he was extradited to Wichita where this happened.
Where is he from again?
California, I think.
Douchebag.
And he is now standing charged for involuntary manslaughter.
It Damn right, he should be.
Yeah, because he basically got that man killed. Yeah.
Sadly, that only, you know, he's only looking at a maximum sentence of 34 months.
Right, but really what raises the question is, what was it that forced the cops to open fire? It doesn't take much these days.
And that's still one thing that's yet to really been, that they've yet to say.
Yeah, because I saw this fucked up video of this dude trying to come out of a hotel room, and they're telling him to walk across the floor on his knees with his legs crossed and his things back there, and he stumbled a couple times, and they say, if you fucking fall again, we're gonna shoot you. And he's just trying to do it. His balance isn't what it was or what it should have been, and he falls, and the cop just pop, pop! And they just fucking kill him right there in the middle of this hotel. It's like, what the hell?
Depressing.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything more upbeat?
Something kind of, I guess this could be upbeat. It's also something that he's too young to remember. So, you guys remember the controller that the original Xbox came with, right?
Yeah, the giant fucker.
Mm-hmm. The huge thing that, yeah, you could barely fit two palms around and still touch all the fucking things. Well, it's coming back for the One.
That's stupid.
Why?
For people who just want the nostalgia or what?
I guess. And it's $70 fucking dollars. Somebody just
wants to feel some girth in their hands. That's what it really is.
Yeah, and a $70 price point on top of it all.
Wow.
No, thank you.
Right?
I didn't like it the first time. That's why they made the smaller controllers, because everybody hated the giant one.
I didn't know you had to pay so much for discomfort.
Yeah, I got small hands. It's crazy. Like, that don't work.
I mean, I guess maybe for people with bigger hands, but
it's like an Asian guy buying Trojan condoms. It doesn't make any sense.
Right, yeah, if the world was NBA players, right, maybe we'd all what? Have those hands.
What?
No, the world was racist over 7 feet on the podcast. Tall.
That's not racist. What's that racist for?
I'm just saying, you gotta be a giant to enjoy that controller.
What?
You gotta be a giant to be able to enjoy that controller.
Oh, right? Yeah, have giant hands.
Right?
Why not? Scott just accused me of being racist. That's just a fact. That's not... Josh.
It's a bummer.
Why? Because like black dudes have bad dicks. Or they have bad dicks. They have big dicks. Right? Does that make me racist? No.
Well, and I think everybody missed it when I said the world would have to be NBA players. So, I mean, but there's some white people in there.
It's just the stereotype.
Yeah, just in the world. Of course, there's exceptions to the rule. Just like I'm sure there's some guy that has a big dick. That's
Yao Ming would make it too.
Yeah, I bet Yao Ming has a giant dick.
What if he's seven foot tall? What if he didn't?
Then he'd be like the guy from Bedazzled, when, you know, Brendan Fraser's character, when he's like, oh, what the hell?
I haven't thought about that movie in so long.
Oh, it's a great movie. But that, you remember, because he's a basketball star, though, and then he has the tiny dick. And then when he gets the big dick, he's gay. Poor Brendan. Love that movie, though. It's a classic.
Yeah, that's a guy that just kind of fucking disappeared.
Yeah, he looks like shit now, too.
Yeah, if you see him in furry that's why legends, he disappeared, that was like, huh? One of the last things. Yeah. No, I think he does independent films, so he might be making movies that we're just not able to, that we just didn't hear about or bother to look up. But yeah, basically, yeah, he's gone.
When he did that, like, one, what was that, like, adventure-type movie that we didn't watch.
If you actually...
It's kind of like the Journey to the Center type shit.
He was in one of the Journey to the Center of the
Earth. Is that what it was? Yeah, that's what it was.
And then The Rock was in the next one.
But I thought he did some... Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
But it's one of those things. Like, there's a YouTube channel out there you can look up, and it says why they don't cast certain people anymore. Because it's like, think about, when was the last time you saw Sean William Scott?
Goon 2. I just watched it on Netflix.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But
he's not a good actor.
Oh.
No.
I like him in the Goon. I like him in the first Goon, but I need to see the second one.
Yeah, it's like you really got hit in the head a lot or something.
Did they bring back the other guy from the first one too, Lev Schreiber?
I think so, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Sabretooth. He was a good Sabretooth.
I think, yeah. Not the older guy,
Tyler Mane, but...
And they brought back, I think, pretty much everyone. It's not bad for a shitty Netflix movie.
Yeah.
TJ Miller's in it, and he's actually pretty fucking funny.
Is it?
He's one of the sportscasters on Sports Desk. He's like, yeah, Sports Desk. He's just, you know, classic.
You heard about what's been going on with him, though, right?
He's a douche.
Same thing that's going on with Stan Lee.
Same. No.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, it's real. That was real.
There's more coming. More have come
everybody
out.
Everybody is a sexual predator. On my phone when I turn.
Wait, Stan Lee's touching broads now.
Apparently, he's been touching his nurses, demanding oral sex.
Oh,
one of the things on my phone said Aziz Ansari did the same thing.
God damn it!
That's more recent. Everybody's in fucking trouble.
Everyone's a fucking sexual predator.
But and this guy's getting on me about Asian dicks. This is bullshit. I ain't touching no chick without fucking permission.
But it's funny because right after Louis C.K., Netflix pulled all his shit.
Yeah.
But Pandora don't give a fuck. They're like, hey, you want to listen to Louis C.K.? Come on, we still got it.
He's
funny on stage. It's just not funny to think about him jerking off.
He's going to be dead in a few years. He's going to get a pass.
Oh, my God.
Stanley better get a pass.
Louis C.K. is going to be
dead? Oh, no. Him. Oh, yeah. Louis, no. No, he's already... All his shit's... His TV show's canceled. Netflix pulled... Yeah,
He's done
now. Oh, my God.
You know what this is? At least a while.
You know what this is? This is This is that episode of Orville where people get corrected.
Yeah,
but nobody's getting corrected. Right? They just lose their job.
What the fuck?
Have you watched Orville?
Oh, every episode. I love it.
I've still got a few episodes to watch, but...
Have you watched the second one with Rob Lowe when he comes back?
He was in the second episode?
No, he comes back for a second episode.
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
That's probably my favorite episode.
Yeah, because he's only in the first episode for about 15 seconds.
I think the last episode I got...
Enough to blow his blue load.
Yeah, the episode where he comes back to like work with them is fucking hilarious. Nice. Definitely watch that one.
Oh, yeah, I think the last episode I saw was shortly after the popular vote episode.
One show we need to check out that... Eric keeps ranting and raving about this Future Man.
Oh, is that the Amazon show?
No, it's on Hulu, I think.
It is on Hulu?
Well, yeah. We need one.
But is that the one where two people come back from the future to pick up this janitor and shit?
Yeah, because he beats a video game.
Oh, okay.
Sound familiar?
South Park did it. It's one of the few times
we need to start Vandal, too. Or American Vandal or whatever. I think it's just Vandal. I can't remember.
I think it's American
Vandal. Is it American Vandal?
I heard End of the Fucking World is pretty good, too.
There's I just so saw that many for different the first things. Time today. Like the trailer, I watched it and it didn't make me.
Yeah, we were thinking about starting it, but the trailer was like, eh. And I don't like British people.
Dude, if I had a British girlfriend, I'd Doctor be like, Who. Tell me like every story.
If you have a British accent, I'll suck your dick.
Really?
Oh, God damn.
That was a good impersonation of me, Ryan.
Wow! Wow! Ventriloquism at its finest.
Yeah, that was interesting. I don't even know what to say to that, honestly.
I'm
just not a fan of crumpets and tea, dude. I love tea. That's about all I drink.
Tea okay. is delicious. Yeah,
British people are cool. I prefer Australians.
Wait,
they're British. They were formerly right British there. Convicts.
Exactly. That's another
but
thing.
Yeah, but for some reason, Australian chicks are 10 times hotter than British chicks. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm. I think just
because they're always British talking chicks. Like that, mate. Like, oh, you want to
so
throw
maybe
ship
the rarity
the
of the Australian gal makes her hotter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that chick on Chuck and the she was on Dexter. What's her name?
Yvonne.
And then just hear her talk. But no, so, yeah, you see like the older,
this is
older
all
Australian
the
chicks. They're with like your fucking aunt.
Well, same control. With Russian chicks. Russian chicks are hot until they hit like 40. And then it's like, what the fuck happened?
Gain like 15.
Make me some potatoes and get the fuck back in the room, you goon.
Wow.
What?
Peel some potatoes, man. Just peel some potatoes.
I used to work at
I don't even remember what the original point we started at was.
Stanley touching women.
No.
How the fuck did we get to where we were from that?
I don't know. Sometimes food is good.
So are Australian chicks. That's the whole point.
That's what I was focused on.
Another thing is a good thing about having an Australian girlfriend. You get like a spider in your house. She's like, I seem bigger,
right? Crikey!
Why are you being such a bitch about it? Yeah. No, you go kill it, honey. Go kill it. All right.
Yeah, just have fun.
For real, isn't Hugh Jackman fucking Australian?
Yes,
and he sounds hot as balls when he talks with his normal voice, right?
Oh God, he could sing me to sleep any night.
Uh huh. Fucking talk to me, British fucking Wolverine. That'd be good.
No, not British Wolverine.
Oh, he should do a British Wolverine. Australian Wolverine, I guess. Yeah, Australian Wolverine. That'd be pretty hot.
He's just Wolverine.
Australian Wolverine.
And then you got Thor, too. He's Australian.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing chicks think he's the hottest thing since fucking Brad Pitt.
I can't wait till that really one comes out. I need me some Ragnarok.
But right?
All right, yeah, all right, all right.
I'd fuck him.
All right, we're going to do a round of Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Oh, shit.
Captain America, Thor, and Wolverine.
Well, I'm killing Captain America because I'm not a fan.
Oh, I fucking
hate I'm going to marry Thor because, you know, he can get me whatever I need. And right then, there. Yeah, Wolverine's a good fuck. He's going to be aggressive. He's going to scratch you up a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, let me be... I was more just referring to the actors, not the actual characters.
Still,
oh,
same.
No.
It doesn't change anything.
Oh, yeah. No. Now that they're not the characters, I'm having different thoughts.
Yeah, because now I might marry Hugh. Oh. Yeah, that all might right. be... Okay, I'm going to flip-flop Thor and...
I definitely think Hugh Jackman could still protect me either way.
Am I gay Mary now?
We'll get to you, Sean.
Am I gay now?
A new year, a new you, you know?
There's the time.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even get into why. We'll get into that after the round of Mary Fuck Kill of why we didn't record last week. So, anyways, all right, you're up, Josh.
I have to go with Ryan. I'm going to marry Thor.
No, I'm marrying you now.
Ryan?
Yeah. He said he would.
Oh, Ryan. Yeah. I thought you were talking about like Ryan Reynolds or something. I was like, Deadpool is not an option.
No. yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Ryan, but
Deadpool's
and then,
an option now for me.
I'd probably kill Wolverine.
What?
Yeah.
You obviously don't know the character of Wolverine, and yeah. Except
good
for
luck
you might have
well,
seen,
if he's going off,
you
by
might
the
have
actors,
seen
if
Logan.
He's going off by the actors, and I can live without
Wolverine Logan. Can't die. Oh wait, Logan.
Yeah.
Dude, spoilers. I think I may have just come up with a new weekly segment. We may play Marry, Fuck, Kill every week.
Can we do ladies next time?
Dude, I saw this.
It's more fun.
There's this wrestling shoot interview that does the same thing
with
divas. I
imagine that's not the first time you said that, right?
I know. It really isn't.
Yeah, we do ladies next time.
Hole's a hole, brother.
Because, well, that's something that's like we're going to have to do ladies at some point. Giggity.
All
right. You're up, Sean.
Oh, okay. So, damn, I don't know what it is. I bet, I don't know. That's so hard. The Sevens is a handsome man. It's like, again, I think I'm going to marry Hugh. Fuck Thor. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to keep it Australian. And sorry, Chris Evans.
You're right. There's no other option here. All
right, yeah, so I'm going to go along with that line. Kill Chris Evans. Marry Chris Hemsworth because he just seems like he'd be funny as fuck and
exactly.
has a good personality.
Just, yeah, exactly.
Especially after seeing everything I've seen from the
I
new
bet
Thor.
I he would be egotistical, though.
So
but he's like,
fucking,
oh,
what,
take Mary
out of
yes.
four, man.
Take
well, and if he grew out those locks from behind, it kind of like a lady. So.
Yeah, and just wash his hair.
I do prefer Hemsworth with short hair, though.
And then I'd fuck this shit out of Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Super gay.
He'd give you a proper thrashing, mate.
So is the title of this podcast now, Am I Gay?
There's a knife.
And so, why we didn't record last week.
Because they're gay.
What are we doing now?
I was going through a major life change as I'm now single. And apparently gay, according to Ryan.
Well, that's definitely...
No, it answers many questions.
Yeah, it's definitely one way to change a relationship. You're like, I came out, and, well, she wasn't into it, and then I realized she didn't have a dick, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay, just to make it clear, I'm not gay.
I know.
You just made us do a round table of guys we want to fuck.
And it was hilarious, and it's going to make for good listening later on.
You know what's funny, though, is if he probably would have said Chris Evans from Fantastic Four, my answers might have been different. Guess who has a light whenever you need one?
No.
Flame on.
No. Flame that makes on. Him even more gay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though, it would be helpful to have fire anytime. You're like, I don't need a fucking lighter. Flame on.
Yeah. Flame on.
Right? Honey, over here.
Yeah.
Light this shit up. Hey, can you cook this popcorn in your hands?
Are we ready for giant dabs?
Giant dabs. Wait, no, we're not done with this story, though. I'm sorry. I just stole that story.
Single.
His breakup thing.
Oh, no, that's
that's
the story.
Oh, Okay.
That's all we really need to get into.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the way they should be. Bitches be like, bitches. It was, and then it wasn't. That's and life, man.
Now we move on and...
You're damn right.
Focus and we move on the only like way podcasting. We know how to move on.
Talking about it.
So, actually, let me see where we're at time-wise here.
I bet we're 35
minutes.
Really?
Before we get into the PUBG talks, I feel like that can go for quite a bit.
Sean. Not with me.
Not with me.
yeah, this is
me. You saw a movie.
I did see a movie, and fucking it ruined me anxiety-wise and everything else, because it's just like, I guarantee you this would happen to me.
Before we get into this, we learned this last time.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. I saw 47 Meters Down. It was on Netflix, and I'm just like, let's check this out. One moment here while I reflect.
I thought you were going to talk about that sitter movie that we were going to talk about last time, and we never did.
Yeah, I changed my mind on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a couple lighters look like that. One of those is definitely mine. I think mine's not the tape on the just, back.
Oh, that
black that one. Yeah, no, the black one's yours. And I think the blue one next to it is mine. But either way, 47 Meters Down, fucking great shark movie. That I was very surprised about because again, shark movies are terrible. If anyone's ever seen like Shark Night or whatever,
Sharknado.
Those are funny.
Jaws.
No, Jaws is awesome. Well, except for Jaws 3. But Jaws is awesome. But this one was really good and intense too, because it was like, it just starts out as a story of these sisters on their way. They went to Mexico. You find out the girl, one of the sisters says that her boyfriend couldn't make it. Which you really?
Uh-oh.
I just got muted, man. What the fuck? Either way, you find out one of the girl's boyfriends couldn't make it, but then she reveals later that he left her. And that's one of the things. She took her sister on vacation to just get over it, but didn't want to tell anybody. Then they meet these guys who tell them, you know, hey, we can show you out in the ocean. You can get in this cage. It's awesome. These dudes go down before they do. They come up.
Josh.
And everything's looking great. One of the things I noticed, though, you can tell that when on the winch, that one of the wires is a little frayed.
It's a big
dab. So yeah. Bum. And so then it's the girl's turn to go in. And one of them is Mandy Moore.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
That was unexpected. I didn't... That was the last name I expected you to say.
Right? That chick is a Disney princess, thanks to Tangled. You know? It's like Mandy Moore is Disney royalty now.
I want the coughing.
The other one is her younger sister. Mandy Moore plays...
It's going to be too cool.
Mandy Moore plays... God damn it. Mandy Moore plays a girl named Lisa.
Yes.
And Lisa? Her brother is Claire Holt, who plays Kate.
Why is that? Should that name sound familiar or no?
She's been in a few things, nothing too... okay. 47 Meters is one of the most important things she's been... Oh, she was in a mermaid movie. Anyway, they decide to go down into the ocean, see sharks. And something happens with the cable. The cable breaks and mm-hmm. they start plummeting 47 meters down.
And they're stuck in the cage?
Oh, well, not only that, but the fact that their oxygen tanks are an issue, too. Mm? When the cage first lands,
doesn't it taste like orange?
It's like, and again, depending on the pressure you're at, mm-hmm. You're going to be breathing more heavily. Right. And so when they're at 47 meters down, it turns out the winch just breaks off. The
boat, shit.
And goes down, lands on the cage to where it's like they can't get out. But mm-hmm. The sister's like, I think I could fit. I get through here. She has to take the mask off, though. She has to take it all off and then get on the other side of the boat and put it on. She's trying to swim up to communicate because their headsets that they're wearing, they only work from like 40 meters away. And so she has to swim up. And again, they've already seen sharks.
Mm-hmm. The so first, yes, she gets eaten.
Not yet. Wait.
Yet.
Oh. Sorry.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, sorry. But yeah, no, it's like it turns out everybody gets a chance to go and run outside the cage in this movie. And yeah, and that's what it is. It's all about these thrills, And Shox, and again, it's like they try to send somebody down to help him out, but that person ends up getting be the first person that gets eaten. And yeah, and then there's the constant threat of them running out of oxygen. So the guy, it turns out, what they hear is like they think somebody's leaving. They hear the boat engine, and they think they hear somebody taking off. And they're like, oh shit, they're fucking leaving us. And it's like the whole thing is just like a under the table organization anyway, and they're in Mexico. They're just like, oh, a couple Americans come through and then they don't come back. Shit happens. But that wasn't the case at all. They called in the Coast Guard trying to save them and shit too.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and so later the guy's able to send down another round of oxygen tanks because they're about out. And yeah, and this is when I found out about a thing. There was one thing, because otherwise they would have tried to swim up right away, but the guy told him about this thing called the bends. And yeah, it's where nitrogen bubbles form in your head when you're approaching too much, too quickly. Because after so much pressure, you got to stop and take 5 minutes.
I like how you say it like it's something they made up for the movie. He told him about this thing called the bends.
Yeah. And after the bends, he's like, you got to wait 5 minutes at a certain level before you can re-merge. And so, yeah, that was why they couldn't run up. So he sends them down oxygen, and then that's when they find out that another thing, if you switch oxygen tanks when you're in the water, there's a possibility of a nitrogen thing that can happen in your fucking brain, cause you to hallucinate and shit. And so they're like, you know, just be careful, make sure nobody freaks out. But after they drop the tanks down, the one sister is barely able to go. She's pretty much done. I got to take one moment.
Okay, yeah, Sean's going to be out of commission for a few seconds. So while we wait for him to do this, I'm going to suggest we take this segment a different way than we initially thought. Instead of it being Sean's horror movie review, I'm kind of thinking maybe we should call it Sean Watches Movies So You Don't Have To.
I hope you don't get in trouble with the nostalgia critic.
Uh-oh. Oh, is that something he fucking does?
He says, I remember it so you don't have to.
Well, shit. Though I do like I came up with that without knowing that.
Yeah, I
We can workshop the name, but something along it's that line.
It's enough to work. Oh, this is why I don't dab.
Because it's not so much a review as it is Sean recaps the movie for us.
I've seen some stuff.
Oh. I'm sure you're not seeing much right now. Maybe black. Oh, yeah, I guess I could unmute the other microphones now that Dodd be here. Very, what the hell are you doing over there, Ryan?
I'm over here trying to talk. I can't be heard.
Uh-oh.
Wait, what? Oh, no.
Are you all right, Sean?
I might be. I might not be.
Oh. Well, happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Happy birthday, holy Puto.
Okay.
Good day. Do you remember where you were at?
Yeah, they were getting the oxygen tanks.
Sounds like Sean needs an oxygen tank right about now.
Yeah.
I could open a window if that
That's not gonna clear.
Why are you trying to kill my fucking co-host, Ryan?
Sorry, not sorry.
We can't do a show if he's coughing to death, especially in the middle of his own segment.
We're still working on a Twitter handle. We don't have one yet.
Because every version of your podcast has a Twitter handle, yet there's no podcast by that name besides yours out there.
So annoying.
That's good.
All right, okay. So they were looking for oxygen tanks.
Yeah. So they get the oxygen tanks, and the younger sister goes out to get it because she's the one who's lowest on air, and she switches it just in time. And then when she's on her way back, the one sister notices. She's like, "Oh shit, get down! There's a shark behind you." Because it's like, "Oh shit."
God damn it.
Oh my god. Wow. Wow.
Sometimes I really do wish there was a video element to this podcast.
Right? I am very destructive.
This is one of those times.
Anyway. She gets down because there's a shark coming. It's getting pretty close. They show it swim off.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, fuck it, I'm going to get up. And then Manny Moore is just, no, stay down, stay down. And the second she gets up with this oxygen tank, just boom, gets fucking struck and gone. Just fucking gone. And it's just Manny Moore just trying to break down. And then she starts running low on oxygen, just realizing it's like, oh, fuck, everybody's just gone. And so she, they found this spear gun. And so she takes the spear gun and grabs the oxygen tank because it's got this weird netting on it. And so she's able to drag it over, and she switches it over. And a few moments pass, and she starts hearing her sister's
Please
voice.
Please wipe the tears from your eyes.
This review is so much better.
Yeah.
You've done lost me.
But either way, she starts hearing her sister's voice in the headset going, I'm bleeding really bad, and the sharks are swimming around me. And,
okay, recap less.
What?
You're recapping too much.
Okay.
We don't need entire parts of dialogue back.
Sorry,
out.
You know what I forgot to mention is that Manny Moore was actually trapped inside the cage.
I thought that was
no.
Established.
No. The way the cage fell, her leg was pinned.
Oh.
And so she... So the whole time she was trying to get that fish tank. Yeah, the whole time she was not the fish tank. So yeah, the whole time she's trying to get that oxygen tank, her leg is pinned down. So she's trying to fish from an awkward position. And
who the fuck tries to fish while they're underwater?
No, not fish. I mean, she's trying to fish for the oxygen.
Oh, I'm like, how do you fish while you're underwater? That's
either way,
a new one.
When she gets the thing and switches again, she starts hearing voices. So she tries this thing to escape, and it works. It's like she had this flotation device in one of her bags, and she tried to blow it up so the cage would lift up enough so she can get her leg out.
Mm-hmm.
And starts doing that. She goes, finds her sister. They start swimming up.
Wait, I thought the sister got taken off.
No, I was saying she started hearing the voices.
Oh, I thought she was just hearing voices.
No. No, she was wounded bad.
We should fast forward to the end of this, because I'm...
This is the end.
Oh,
this is
thank
the end.
Jesus.
So it's like they start trying to swim up, and they're able to use these flares, because apparently flares work on sharks. Flares. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And there's one moment where it's like... What's wrong?
Too loud on the loop.
Anyway, there's one moment where she lights this one flare, and they light it just in time because the sharks were actually right there, and she almost lights it in the one shark's mouth, and it's like the imagery on the screen was fucking wicked, but it's like they're trying to swim up, and they had to wait for a moment. This was the time where they had to wait, because otherwise if they go up too fast...
They'll get the bends.
Well, not just that, and I think the depression thing, too.
You might get suicidal thoughts if they go up too quick.
No, it's like the decompression. There we go. Whatever. Half of you didn't know it either.
All right, let's go around the table. Will you watch this movie, Scott?
No.
Wait,
Sean?
Wait.
No, you've already lost. Fuck no, I ain't watching this movie.
How many Wilhelms?
Oh, he gets three.
Three?
It's crazy.
I think you gave the last
one
three.
No, what I didn't tell you is it's like they get up to the surface and they get out, and then all of a sudden she's bleeding out on the boat because Manny Moore gets bitten on the way out.
Just the climax after
yeah.
the climax.
Well, while she's laying down, she realizes that she had this wound on her hand, and she realizes the blood is just floating away. And then what happens is it turns out she's back on the bottom of the ocean. She never got out. She had that reaction with the nitrogen. To where it caused her to hallucinate the whole thing.
God damn it, you just ruined the movie.
Well, yeah.
So they M. Night Shyamalan's movies. The M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, her sister's.
There's the fucking title right there. Sean Ruins Movies.
Only certain ones.
But again, it's movies no one's ever gonna really watch.
But it was just two of my greatest.
Like it'd be worth a like one or two watch throughs, like one good watch through where I pay attention.
Yeah, you do not have that much free time. I have all the free time in the world, and I don't have that much free.
It's just one of my greatest fears.
Fuck out.
Yeah, no, it just combines my two greatest fears right there. It's sharks and drowning.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I stay completely away from the ocean, guess what doesn't happen. Well, you can I can drown anywhere. Yeah, I could drown in a bucket, according to a bunch of
You can
of
drown
panels,
off a fucking tablespoon of water.
Your own vomit, like the guy from Drowning.
Dude, I have choked on my own breath.
Just about to say that.
It's like it breathed wrong.
If that's not more offensive than offensive, if that's not more offensive than Asian dicks, I don't know what is. Fucking sue me. Sue me.
I'd say that one kind of hurt. That one hurt me.
So speaking of Asian dicks, I'm going to use that to transfer into our next topic and our final topic, since Sean just got to talk for an hour about a movie.
Yay!
PUBG. Ryan, your character's very Asian. Mine's very Bob Rossi.
Once again, proving I'm not racist at all. My character on PUBG is Asian.
And neither of us wear clothes.
Yeah, he looks like the guy from Lost.
I still have a feeling you were giggling the whole time you were making your character.
Like an Asian schoolgirl, yes.
So, in case you...
In case you guys
don't know what PUBG is, it is PlayerUnknown's Battleground. We've briefly talked about it over the past few months. And
we talked about how they rushed it to console.
Yeah, and basically, it is Hunger Games minus some aspects.
Super addicting.
Yeah, it's basically like a crack.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's... You can either be in a team of anywhere from one up to four, and you face off against 100 other people.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and it actually gives you the option to switch out through Europe servers, Asian servers, and Oceanic servers.
There's a fourth one, too. What's the fourth
North
one?
American?
No, he said that.
Oh, did he?
No.
North American.
Well, North American.
Asian, European. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't say European.
You said, I didn't say
European. No, you said three. Whatever, either way, we're North American.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool that you can choose what area you want to play with. I'm sure we get better connection.
It reminds me of, you know, there's aspects of, like, Grand Theft Auto meets, like, Gears of War, you know, with being able to pick up your team when they're dropped, that sort of thing. Meets even that Friday game that you guys love so much with the looking for shit and stuff. I think that's the part.
You're scavenging for literally everything.
Yeah.
You start with nothing. You parachute out of a plane down onto a map and
even if you go to the same place every time, the weapons are different. The equipment's different.
The spawn's always going to be different. And unlike Fortnite, where the map is, say, fucking, I don't know, probably like 2 square miles. All the way around.
Oh, this thing's huge.
Yeah, this
Which
map.
Which I heard is. They are actually going to be updating soon, and they are going to have the largest map ever. Is
that's
what
I
read earlier
to,
today.
That's something I have to look into.
As far as complaints with the game, my only complaint would be the reward system, obviously, and the lack of getting shit, and then
literally, I kind of wish there was one piece of clothing at a time,
common
for $700.
Yeah, no, I mean it's all basically just for the playthrough.
Yeah,
you can change your gear through the game, and you get different shit.
I do kind of wish it would show you
each game because you're gonna have different loot. You know, it's all.
But I do like that the fact that the stuff that you unlock isn't things that are gonna affect gameplay. It's all purely aesthetic stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Cosmetic shit. That's why I like to play through Overwatch too, because all the skins, all the emotes, all those are just, it's simply just for, you know, cosmetic, like if you're just partying up with your buddies and you're trying to communicate or...
Yeah, if you're gonna do loot crates, that's how you should do it. It should all be cosmetic stuff. It shouldn't be anything that's going to affect the game to where the more I pay, the more the better chance I have to win.
Exactly.
And then I do wish kind of that there was a ranking system, but at the same time, I kind of like that you never know how good the fucker is across from you. You know, but at the same time, I would like to know too. So it's kind of like
Well, I'm on the fence with it. You kind of, I mean, you can keep track of your own personal stats. And that's
I mean, yeah, there's still like a KD and all that, which I enjoy, but yeah, you never know who's on the other side, you know, who you're playing against. You never know. Which I kind of like, too.
Or if it's somebody that's been playing since day fucking one.
Exactly, because you could pick up clothes and stuff, so you're not going to be able to tell just by what they're wearing, necessarily.
Yeah, you can't tell. Oh, this guy's been playing for, you
know. Yeah, anything you get out of a loot crate, you can
find. But again, I kind of like that, too, because people can't just rage quit because they think you're better than them, you know.
Just like, it's all chance, like, all chance encounters, like... This map is just so big that you don't know when you're going to run into people. You always have to stay on your toes. You always have to be watching for other people. Even if they're 600 meters out on a mountain driving, you have to know exactly where they're at. So if they're pushing you, you can have the upper hand and engage them first.
See, and I kind of wish it would pop up with, like, who won the game you were into. Like, maybe even, like,
see, that's something just at the bottom. To add where you can, like, spectate or something. Spectate after you die.
Yeah,
which I heard that was something that was supposed to be coming to help cut back on cheating, so that people
can actually watch.
Yeah, they're more accountable because people are actually watching what's going on. Because
you can do this shit in Fortnite too, and Fortnite's a free game.
Soon, I think they'll get there. Again, it's still game preview, so I think a lot of this can be corrected.
Right. Well, and at the same time too, I can see why they wouldn't want to do that, because then people who are in parties together could use that to their advantage.
And like I said, even if it just pops up like with an in-game report and gives you like everyone's place or something, even if you're not in the game anymore, since you can leave, maybe it just pops up like games finished. Because like in Madden, like if someone like finishes a game in your season or something, it will pop up on the corner of the screen, even if you're in a game, that they finish their game. So you know, pop up so you can go view the battle report stats, or something.
See
their kills and stuff, and then just rank them 1 through 100, since there's 100 people or whatever. Or if it's teams, give you the team breakdown. Just something where you know what you went up against, so it's a little more, you know.
That's actually a really cool idea.
I think, you know, just so you kind of see what you went up against. I think it gives you more credibility when you win, too.
Do you prefer teams or by yourself?
I've only played one game by myself. I got 22nd place or something. It was fun.
When you play solo, it's really cool because everybody's going to land, try to land by themselves, so everybody's more spread out. The games are going to last a little longer. Either that or everybody's just going to say, you know, fuck it, and we're all going to go.
But I do like with teams because you can roll with each other in like a Jeep and shit, and that shit's super fun.
Exactly.
Or when we were all in cars. Convoy, that shit was sick, so.
Well, I saw that on PC there's one other map, and then they have another map coming soon.
So eventually that will be released.
It's just, that shit's just too big for...
And there's a lot of people that pretty much already have this current map down. They know where all the...
Well, we've started bunkers, a little bit late,
the prison, all that kind of stuff is, where to go, shooting range.
Well, yeah, shooting range.
We find that constantly on accident.
But the maps are big enough that it's different every time, so even with one map, you're not getting bored, you know?
Exactly, the experience is always going to be different, because it's just, you're always going to be landing somewhere else.
For $30, though, I highly recommend it, for sure.
It's not the prettiest game, but it is fun.
No, it does have some visual things. It takes a minute to render sometimes. You know, there's things that they still need to tweak, of course, but it's $30.
Yeah, like how you got sucked into a corner the
last night. When I got stuck in that fucking corner and couldn't do shit.
Yeah, you just gotta wait for the buildings to render in before you run in them. Because if you run in them, nothing's on the inside is rendered in. And I've seen people just get like...
Yep.
Rendered inside. Like,
you become the...
Yeah.
I'm a lamp now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So those are little things that they need to fix, but that's any game. Call of Duty, when it first came out, had just as many fucking issues, and that's a $60 full game title. So, yeah, so, I mean, there's going to be issues. But overall, I think it's for the... It's fucking fun, man. It reminds me of like a game like Fusion Frenzy of back in the day that was just fun to play.
Exactly. Just so much, like possibilities you can do. You can get a different gun each game. You can play with a different game setup each time. You can have different backpacks.
Punched a guy to death.
Exactly. Yeah,
I mean, there's so many different ways to play it too.
You get a frying pan and you can whack people to death.
You can deflect bullets with it.
I want to see that. I want to do it. Like, And it's just a challenge every time too, because it's hard. Like it's hard. It's GTA style controls. I think it is meant for third person. I don't like it personally in first person.
No, it just
except when I have choppy. A sight to just shoot.
Yeah, you're only really meant to engage in first person, because if you're in third person, you have a better perspective.
But like running and shit in first person, it makes me dizzy. It's fucking awful. It reminds me of like Doom.
Because it's just you know? it's too
like, jerky.
It's, yeah, it's yeah. not it's meant
fluid
for that.
Is like a Call of Duty.
Or you mean the original Doom, like right?
Yeah. That's exactly where you're just like, oh, fuck. Well, I'm going to puke and then I'll play the rest of this.
Just kind
of,
it's not like a fluid.
Yeah.
Exactly to like left and right motion. It's just. Can you not hear me?
Yeah, you got to talk into the thing. You're like, fucking, I think, yeah.
Put your mouth up to it like it's a dick.
Yeah.
That's my.
Like not, you don't have to be like up against it.
That's how we taught your brother how to talk into a microphone.
Oh yeah, didn't he struggle with that? Like so episodes 1 through 45. Yeah, like I did.
God damn it.
Well, like my fucking co-host, who sounds like he's always eating peanut butter. He's really worked on enunciating, and he got the tongue reduction surgery, so that was cool. Yeah. So I know how it goes.
Sean is so fucking.
That lemon cheese fucks you up,
boy.
Ni hao. God damn it! Is that see now everything I say fucking seems racist? Dick. Title of this episode: I'm not a racist. Fucking tie me in with that shit. I love Asian people.
Like, I only dab once in a blue moon, and it's like, and I've dabbed like twice tonight. So I was just like.
Oh, you've that only, last one was not small either.
Yeah, that's no, that one last one got me nice and frousty.
Yeah, frousty. Yeah, and he dabs constantly. Yeah. Frousty.
Do you have anything to throw in before we wrap it up?
If
Sean?
I played this game, I'm sure I would have. Well,
I'm
had
just saying in general.
I'm going to start playing this game one day.
Well, no. I'm wrapping up. I'm wrapping up the podcast.
Oh, he right means now? Overall yes. comments,
we're
man.
At,
oh, Christ.
We're at an hour.
We're at the hour.
We at hour.
No. See, that's fucking racist. Fuck you.
That was you.
I didn't say well, hour. Fuck you. Yeah, well, oh, you off the egg wall. See, that's fuck you. Okay, we're done. I love Asian people.
He's just like, hurry up and bye.
That's my second favorite cuisine outside of Mexican food. So I love Asians.
Such good food.
It really
I
is.
I love
right?
Mexicans.
You know, no.
I love Mexicans.
But again, see? Asian is a wide variety. Asia is so huge. Asian includes Indian.
I've never really eaten Indian food, but I want to.
Yeah, I've never
it's
had
spicy.
Indian food.
Some of it had, is. Like, I mean, there's different things. There's a million shit. Ways.
Oh, man. Okay.
Sorry. Right, so. I'm just saying, you know, eat internationally. That's all.
Yeah.
Go visit an Ethiopian food place. You'll be surprised.
I thought Ethiopia gross, had dude. No food.
No.
I don't want cardboard with sauce on it.
It's no. It's not.
That's not fucking.
No, it's not food for the. It's just based on what they used to be able to get or something. I don't know.
I thought this shit was called Nerd Offensive anyway, and you're so concerned about offending people.
I didn't say six anything Asian like listeners less than time. We you're said, policing yourself now.
Well, now because I
feel paranoid.
Yeah. A little bit, because fucking... It's I don't even hilarious. Remember what the first one was now. Oh, small dick, yeah. Like right. I haven't seen it's a lot of white small dicks. I haven't seen a lot of dicks. That, well, yeah.
Just shut the fuck up.
Not like up close and personal like Scott, but.
Loves the only cock. Thing left to say is y'all come back now. You hear?
No. Hashtag keep it nerdy.
God damn it.
Ooh, I like that. Oh, yeah.
What? Huh? What? I'm lost.
He hashtag keep it nerdy.
Yeah.
He can fuck off.
Hashtag stay stoned.
No. God. Damn it.
What?
This isn't your podcast.
Yes. What? Facebook.com slash Stone Sports. Check it out.
This isn't going to
I am
going to
go through and I'm going to cut out every single
thing
that you
no.
did with your stupid fucking mutton chopped face right now.
This I look goddamn. I look like Brad Pitt meets Abraham from The Walking Dead.
You it's would if a good it was look. Actually like not. Gray.
You're not a ginger.
It's gray? It's
like, I fucking told you. I fucking told you yesterday, but you didn't want to fucking believe me.
Fuck you. Salt and pepper. I told you. Salt.
You're not even 30.
You're
right. 30.
29.
His beard sick and push it.
I have a lot of. I have a highly stressful life and a lack of thyroid.
Like 28 and he's fucking bald.
Anyway,
I have a friend that's
I was I totally had Raise a whole in, way I was gonna wrap this up, but at this point I've completely Rocking forgot that touch what of gay, huh? that was.
Always wrap it up. Hashtag stay stoned. Facebook.com/stonesport
Don't always what? Wrap it up. It doesn't feel as good.
Oh my god. Well, you gotta know the broad. Maybe have papers. Not like have legal papers. What? Like no
like a green card? No, or what?
Well, you Trump? Probably should.
Jesus Christ.
Keep no, because you can print out that you're STD free now.
God damn. Keep yeah. it safe. Hashtag vasectomy.
Yeah.
Do you have a vasectomy?
No. Okay. I know.
Oh man, I hear this podcast has like gone off the rails so many times.
I don't know. That'd be weird.
Would you get a dick tattoo?
No.
No.
All aboard!
What about for like $100,000, would you? And it was free?
If I was paid $100,000?
Like, you gotta go on Inkmaster and get your dick tattoo.
Get, no, you get like...
But
no,
they're gonna pay you
because it's yeah, a dick tattoo. Yeah, because it would probably...
Tattooed or you get a dick tattoo?
A dick tattoo... Of a yeah, a dick tattoo of a dick
on your dick.
Yeah, a dick on your dick. That's $100,000. Would you do it?
It's like a 3D.
Dude, that's a Beavis and Butthead like move. They're like, I want a tattoo of a butt. Like
how big does it have to be?
It'd be
like just under your dick size, with balls and little hairs.
Oh, that is pretty tiny. Okay, I can do that. God damn
it! Yeah, it's not a very hard tattoo. It's a pretty small tattoo. Yeah, that's
that would be $100,000
for 3 inches of ink.
If that,
yeah.
Say on the balls.
Well, yeah, you'd have to tattoo the balls on the balls.
Ouch.
What?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's $100,000, though.
But that's a free tattoo. Dude, I don't know about $100,000 for all my balls.
That shit's risky to $100,000.
Dude, yeah, it's going to make you say, ooh. I can't
Not
even
the candy bar. $100,000 cash money, brother.
Speak.
What?
That shit's all right, dangerous. And on that note, guys, until next time, keep it
sweaty ball.